6.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CareArc, healthcare without the headache, formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center. That's CareArc.
It's good that many of us are vaccinated, but viruses that cause colds, flu, and COVID-19 are constantly changing, which means our immunity can wane over time. CareArc reminds you that it's important to stay up to date on your yearly flu vaccine and make sure you've gotten your COVID-19 booster, especially if you're in an at-risk group. These illnesses can spread quickly in winter, so now is the time to protect yourself. Vaccines boost our immunity and protect us from dangerous viruses. Get boosted. Stay protected. Find out more at carearc.org/COVID-19.
KVOE News Time, 8:53, Newsmaker 2 time here today. Pastor Eddie Hosh, Messiah Lutheran Church, joining us here this morning.
Pastor Hosh, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Doing well. You ready for Sunday?
Hey, I'm ready for it to be above freezing that morning, I'm good.
Have you had a drive-in Easter worship service that was above 40 degrees?
I think so. Yeah, a couple years ago we've had one.
had to think about that for a minute, but yeah.
I had to think about it. Pastor Tegmeyer one time tells me of once when they had one when it was snowing.
Yeah.
So I haven't had that one yet. Thank the Lord. So
yeah, we have had snow, we have had rain, we've had a little bit of sleet, we've had the wind, and there have been Easter adverse conditions out there. But this Easter Sunday, going to be a beautiful day. The overnight low is going to be near 50. So that's going to be extremely nice to get things set up for the drive-in Easter service.
Yeah, I'm calling for, mid-70s, I think, even during the day. So it should be a beautiful, beautiful day.
That is amazing. And I tell you what, the weather's certainly playing into the holiday atmosphere coming up with Easter, and you're ready for the drive-in Easter worship service yet again.
Yeah, it really is. We are excited. I think our whole congregation loves this worship service. It's just so much fun it's different and it's a lot of fun. A lot of people just enjoy coming and seeing people, even if it's through car windows, and then they find places to park and they go visit afterwards, have their own little fellowship time. It's kind of fun.
Well, it is. It's really unique, and Messiah Lutheran Church brought this back a number of years ago with Pastor Tegmeyer, and it's been very popular too. A lot of people attend this as things will get started at 8:30 out at the Lyon County Fairgrounds. That is where the drive-in service takes place. We invite you to join us at the fairgrounds. Please enter off of the 12th Street entrance, and there will be volunteers from Messiah to get you parked where you need to be, and then just tune in to KVOE AM 1400 or 96.9 FM, and you can follow along with the Easter service. So, 8:30 is the start time, and of course, the Easter message, Pastor Hosh, obviously an important one.
It really is, and it's actually, we're really excited because we're actually, for those who come, we're unveiling a new backdrop behind me that we've put together. And it kind of broadcasts the whole Easter message right there on it, because it just says that he is risen right there in the middle in big, bright, bold color. And just that is the Easter message, that Christ is risen and for us and for our sins. And it's a great chance to come together and remember that as a community.
For folks that have never attended the Easter service that you put on at the fairgrounds, what is the general flow of the event itself?
I'm sorry, I couldn't quite. How do you mean?
Oh, basically, what's the order of the service? Is it basically?
Oh, right. I'm sorry. Yeah. So usually there's a welcome. I welcome everyone who's there. There's prayers. We will have orders of service that they can follow along with. One of our volunteers who will stand there by that 12th Street entrance will have those to be able to hand out to the cars. There is music that we have the lyrics printed for them. And then recorded music that will play, some readings, prayers, a message, just confessions, just very, very, it's very basic, very simple. It's only about a half an hour, and that includes everything. And which for a pastor to tell an Easter message in under 30 minutes, let me tell you, that's a special skill.
special.
to get that hope. No, but it really is. It's a lot of fun. It's music and prayers and scripture readings, And like I said, and there's a service that will be available to follow along with as well that will be handed out.
Pastor, one of the things, too, you know, I'm assuming maybe the hardest part of the actual service is kind of focusing on what part of the Easter message that you're going to expand on. Have you chosen, kind of fleshed out your Easter message?
I have, actually. I finished those up yesterday.
Yesterday, yep.
For this one, it's the idea that Easter isn't just one day a year. To remember the joy of Easter is something we need to have all year, and everything that we have, it's not confined. It's like Christmas. It's not just on one day. We remember Easter every day of our lives.
Well, that's a great message. Also, we have an opportunity to donate to the Salvation Army Food Pantry, correct?
Correct. Yeah, we are collecting any non-perishable canned food items, things like that, to be donated to the Salvation Army Food Pantry. We've done that the last couple of years. Just a little way to help continue to benefit our community. Our congregation gets nothing from this. That's not why we do it. We do it for our community and to support our community. And so an opportunity to provide for Salvation Army Food Pantry is just a way that we can come together and continue to support our community.
Outstanding. Well, Pastor, is there anything else that you wanted to add here about the service coming up here Sunday morning?
We're super excited that it's coming. I'm glad it'll be an absolutely gorgeous morning. I encourage everyone to run through their favorite coffee shop or place, grab some coffee, and come sit and join us.
Yeah, indeed. It is a wonderful event, and we're excited to have this offered to the Emporia community each and every year. It is the Easter drive-in service at the Lyon County Fairgrounds. From Messiah Lutheran Church, Pastor Eddie Hosh and the Messiah Congregation welcome and encourage all of you to attend. You are all welcome to attend.
Everyone is welcome to join us.
Yes, indeed. It starts at 8:30, and as Pastor mentioned, gets done right around 9 o'clock. Pastor, good to talk to you. Thanks for your time this morning.
You too. You guys have a great day.
You too.
Pastor Eddie Hosh, Messiah Lutheran Church, the drive-in Easter service this Sunday. Chuck?
Yes, indeed. And be sure to listen on KVUE and KVUE.com for that Sunday morning. Want to let you know here that tomorrow morning we have two interviews coming up. We will have representatives of Flint Hills Technical College. I believe we'll get the list finalized here this morning. It's really our first last-minute preview of the Tech College's Gala Benefit and Auction, which is coming up next month. Then we have Newsmaker 3. We'll be chatting with new Emporia State Theater Director Aubrey Wilson. Goals and objectives for the theater department coming up tomorrow.
New theater director, huh?
New theater director.
You've got all kinds of new heads of organizations around here, too. I
mean, last 2 months have been packed with
them. I know. You know, we noted yesterday that Jackie Walnut's leaving her post as the director of Big Brothers Big Sisters. Boy, they're going to have another person at the helm there. That has been a high turnover position right there.
Mm-hmm.
And the past years.
You look over at, Dina Russell stayed there for close to a year, Serena Randolph a few years before that, and I think Jessica Hopkins was over in that position for a little bit yet, but...
Was Andrea Cahoon there too for a while?
I believe you're right. Yeah. And they do great work in the community, so we'll see kind of what Kansas Big Brothers Big Sisters plan is for filling that specific role, hopefully within the next week or so, and we'll be able to pass that along.
All right. Our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CareArc. Healthcare without the headache, formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center. That's CareArc. It is 9:01. KVOE's emergency traffic and mobile news reports are brought to you by Floyd's Incorporated. For all of your auto body and auto repair needs, it's Floyd's 1221 Industrial.
Here's what's happening at the School of Visual and Performing Arts at Emporia State University.